Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to The Feminine Reset, your daily dose of emotional strength and empowerment. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let's be honest, finding joy in this crazy world can sometimes feel like searching for a unicorn riding a rainbow. But guess what? It's totally possible. And today, we're diving deep into the art of cultivating joy and discovering that true happiness isn't some elusive destination, it's a practice, a way of being. Ever felt like you were constantly chasing happiness, but it always seemed to slip through your fingers? You know that feeling when you're striving for this big picture goal only to realize that you missed out on all the little moments of joy along the way? Well, we're ditching that hamster wheel mentality and learning how to find joy in everyday magic. Now, before we get started, I want you to grab your favorite cup or something warm and cozy, tea, coffee, hot chocolate, whatever gets you feeling good. Because this is about creating a space for inner peace and contentment. Okay, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you cultivate joy and find happiness within. 1. Shift your focus. Happiness isn't something that happens to us, it's something we choose. Think of your mind like a garden. If you keep focusing on the weeds, negative thoughts, anxieties, they'll take over. But if you plant seeds of positivity and gratitude, those will bloom. So, make a conscious effort to notice the good things in your life, big and small. That delicious cup of coffee, the sunshine warming your face, a heartfelt conversation with a friend, these are all treasures waiting to be appreciated. 2. Practice gratitude. Seriously, this is a game changer. When you're grateful for what you have, you naturally attract more joy into your life. Think about it like this. Gratitude is a magnetic force that pulls positive experiences towards you. Start a gratitude journal, write down 3 things you're thankful for each day, or simply take a moment to savor the good things around you. You'll be amazed at the difference it makes. 3. Embrace self-care. Taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. It's about nourishing your body, mind, and soul so that you can show up as your best self. This could mean anything from taking a relaxing bath to reading a good book, going for a walk in nature, or simply getting enough sleep. Remember, you deserve to be treated with kindness and compassion, starting with yourself. 4. Connect with others. Humans are social creatures, and we thrive on connection. Surround yourself with people who lift you up, inspire you, and make you laugh. Spending time with loved ones, joining a club or group, or even just having a genuine conversation with a stranger can boost your happiness levels. 5. Find your passion. What lights you up? What makes your soul sing? When you're engaged in something you love, joy flows effortlessly. It could be anything: painting, writing, playing music, volunteering, or simply learning something new. Don't be afraid to explore your interests and discover what brings you true fulfillment. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're walking through a beautiful park on a sunny day. Birds are singing, flowers are blooming, and the air is filled with the sweet scent of freshly cut grass. You feel a sense of peace and contentment wash over you as you take in the beauty around you. This isn't just some idyllic fantasy, this is what cultivating joy feels like. You might be thinking, Laura, that sounds great, but how do I actually make this happen in my everyday life? It starts with small, conscious choices. Instead of scrolling through social media first thing in the morning, take a few minutes to stretch, meditate, or simply breathe deeply. Instead of focusing on what you lack, appreciate the abundance already present in your life. And most importantly, don't be afraid to ask for help. We all need support sometimes, and there's no shame in reaching out to friends, family, or a therapist. Remember, finding joy is an ongoing journey, not a destination. It takes practice, patience, and self-compassion. But with each small sip you take towards cultivating happiness within, you're creating a ripple effect that extends outwards, touching the lives of those around you. So, my beautiful listeners, what are you going to do today to cultivate joy? What's one small thing you can do to bring more light and happiness into your life? Share it with me in the comments below. I can't wait to hear from you. Until next time, keep shining bright and remember, joy is a choice. Choose it every day.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.